unfortunately, in a way that we know can happen from events this last summer when a tsunami hit the north coast of New Guinea and where villages were wiped out by exactly such a dramatic action. So we have this volcanic evidence from Thera. We have what might have been evidence of its effect on Crete itself supporting this. And then there is a third piece of evidence that is sometimes adduced to support this very dramatic explanation for the collapse of Minoan Crete. And once again, we go back to the realm of Greek mythology. We've already talked about Theseus and the Minotaur as possibly a folk memory and myth based on the idea of a Mycenaean invasion overthrowing Minoan power. Well, there are other stories in Greek myth also about the dramatic, cataclysmic end of a great civilization. And I'm referring, of course, to the stories of Atlantis, found in Plato's Crito and Timaeus. Now, these stories, written down by Plato early in the 4th century, are obviously written long after the volcanic explosion and long after the Bronze Age, but many people have suggested they have within them the kernel, the seed of an actual memory of some extraordinary cataclysm. You remember that according to Plato, this wonderful society of Atlantis was wiped out suddenly and sank into the ocean. It's very tempting to try to make both the archaeology and the myth correspond in ways that we've already been doing in the last couple of lectures. Although the volcanic theory is extremely romantic and very attractive, it's wrong. And there are a number of very solid reasons for dismissing it as the primary explanation for the collapse of Minoan power on Crete. The first is that in recent years, our scientific understanding of the eruption that took place at Thera has increased enormously as we've been able to use core samples taken from the Arctic Circle and to use core samples taken from the floor of the Mediterranean and to examine tree ring evidence of all these areas to give a much more reliable date for the eruption of Thera. The eruption took place close to 1600 BC. And as we know, the palaces on Crete were still quite happily functioning in 1600 BC and continued to do so down at least until 1450, 150 years later. So it is simply incorrect to suppose that when Thera blew up overnight, or even very soon after, Cretan civilization came to an abrupt end. It didn't. This scientific evidence corroborates some pottery evidence, which has been traditionally used to try to understand the relationship between Thera and Crete more closely. We know that both on Crete and in Thera, the same types of pottery were being used. However, on Minoan Crete, one of the last forms of pottery that we get is known as maritime style. It's a, marine style. I'm misreading that. Marine style pottery, of course, has on it motifs borrowed from the sea, the place where the Minoans were trading. They put squid and they put dolphins and so forth on their vessels. This type of pottery is not found on Thera. And we have to explain that gap. And the most logical explanation is that Thera blew up, and after it blew up, then the Cretans back on Crete devised their marine-style pottery. So that would be concrete evidence in the pottery record that Crete was not wiped out by the Theran explosion and rather continued to exist for some time afterwards. And there is a third body of evidence, and I'm very pleased to say this is quite current archaeological evidence of the last 10 years or so. Excavations by Temple University and University of Pennsylvania at sites on the coast of northeastern Crete, at Psyra and Moklos, have brought to light the ash layer that we associate with that great cloud of ash coming from Thera. And what we find that on that ash layer, that is to say after it's been deposited, is fresh building. In other words, the people in northeastern Crete who were closest to Thera, 200 miles away from it, were not so completely overwhelmed that they were killed outright as, for example, say, the people of Pompeii and Herculaneum. Rather, they lived long enough to go back and clean up their houses and then build new ones on top of the debris left by this Theran explosion. So I think we can fairly emphatically say that the explosion, though a romantic story, will not explain the collapse of Cretan power.